This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Democratic candidate for governor has announced his running mate. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Jefferson County Commissioner Leslie Dahlkemper is nearing the end of her second term in office. Now she'll join Phil Weiser on the ticket. Dahlkemper has a master's degree in journalism and previously worked for the Colorado Education Initiative. She also was a reporter for CPR News in the late 90s and says journalism laid the foundation for her work.
Coming at issues with a curious mindset, it's analyzing information, it's taking complex issues and trying to communicate them in a way that connects with community members, but always beginning by listening first.
Weiser says he likes that Dahlkemper is very familiar with issues like wildfire risk, water conservation, and housing affordability. As for the Republican candidate, Victor Marks, he's not yet announced his running mate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Denver, Mayor Mike Johnston delivered his annual State of the City address this week. He outlined the first steps to bring universal child care to Colorado's largest city. Denverite's Paolo Chalceta has more.
Johnston promised to launch a task force devoted to delivering a yet-to-be-planned universal child care program.
So over the next 6 months, we will launch a citywide listening conversation, going into neighborhoods to hear from the families and providers at barbershops and nail salons and school pickups, listening to folks every day. Where families are struggling, where providers are stuck.
Johnston says he plans to launch the program within the next 5 years, which would carry into a potential second term should he be reelected. While he hasn't officially filed yet, his annual speech heavily implied he plans to. I'm Paolo Chalceta, Denverite.
New evacuations have been called for a wildfire near Carbondale in Eagle and Garfield counties. The Sleepy Creek Fire is now about 4 acres, and it's burning near a subdivision by the Vaughn Springs Reservoir. Fire crews hope to have the fire contained by this afternoon. This is 90.1 CPR News.